Distinguished Chairman, dear Chairperson, Excellencies, High Commissioner Mr. Filippo Grandi, esteemed representatives of the UN agencies and esteemed delegates, I bring you fraternal greetings from the government and the People's Republic of the Gambia. My delegation congratulates High Commissioner Mr. Filippo Grandi and the Secretariat for the successful convening of the 74th ExCom meeting. We pay tribute to the entire UNHCR community and affiliated UN bodies for tirelessly extending a helping hand to displaced communities, individuals, and refugees worldwide. The government of the Gambia, in its quest to fulfill its DRF pledges, is committed to reforming the provisions of the 1997 Constitution concerning refugees and aliens. A point of focus is the necessity to ensure that the refugee identity card is recognized as valid proof of residence during the naturalization process. We aim to eradicate statelessness in the Gambia. In this regard, we have completed a comprehensive study on statelessness, and we solicit the support, the continued support of our partners in the realization of this mission. Furthermore, in cognizance of the importance of a robust civil registration mechanism, the government of the Gambia has taken monumental strides towards digitizing birth registration. The fruition of this initiative was evident in the mass electronic birth registration and national health insurance scheme enrollment campaign between August 2022 and February 2023. As a result, all public health centers across the Gambia are now fully equipped to undertake registrations seamlessly. Chairperson, the Gambia remains host to refugees and persons of concern from the ECOWAS sub-region. Out of a total of 4,178 persons, 3,751 are refugees and 427 asylum seekers. A majority of this group is domiciled in our rural communities, blending harmoniously with local communities and playing a pivotal role in development activities. These refugees and persons of concern are not living in camps, but they are living with the communities where they come into. The influx of an estimated 1,117 displaced persons from the southern Casamance region of Senegal in January 2022 underscores the dynamic nature of displacement patterns and reinforces our plea for enhanced support from the international community. In the spirit of our rich tradition of humanitarianism and hospitality, the Gambia is committed to the promotion and protection of the rights of refugees and other persons of concern under the auspices of the National Refugee Commission. We have put in place strategies and programs in the domain of health and education to uphold the well-being and rights of refugees and guarantee their protection against abuse or exploitation. Chairperson, in our bid to improve integration systems, we continue to learn and implement best practices in refugee integration in our region. This was the impetus for our study tour to Guinea-Bissau in May 2023, with a view to understand and replicate their commendable integration of former Senegalese refugees. Excellencies, distinguished ladies, delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to add a little bit of concern that I notice here that the refugees or migrants are being tagged as illegal. There were discussions about in at the UN forum in other places that we should not call migrants illegal. We rather call them either regular or irregular migrants. I think that that helps, but stigmatizing them or calling them as illegal doesn't help at all. That's our position. In conclusion, it is pivotal to underscore the heightened vulnerabilities experienced by specific demographic cohorts, such as women, children, the elderly, and persons with disabilities during episodes of forced displacement. In this regard, the Gambia calls for increased support and technical assistance from the UNHCR and its partners for member states with limited resources who continue to host these vulnerable groups with very little or no support. Thank you.
I thank the